Hi everyone, welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
So we're looking at our Discovery show, Treasure Quest, Snake Island, Season 2.
Ooh.
So exciting. Now, in this story, we've got a team of treasure hunters. They're looking for a lost Inca treasure. They started off thinking it was on Snake Island in Season 1, but it wasn't there.
That's right. So they kept looking. They checked in a river village nearby in another country in South America called Paraguay, and there they did have some success. Working with a professional diver, they found a few different things that make them think they're close to the treasure. They found an old knife, an Incan knife. They found a special shell, and most exciting, they found some nose jewelry from Incan times.
Cool.
So this is something real from a long time ago.
Yeah, it wasn't easy though. They nearly ran into trouble when they sent a diver, Megan, into the river, but her line snapped.
She almost got washed away.
They also have to watch out for very dangerous animals. There are snakes, spiders, scorpions, crocodiles, jaguars that they found in another episode.
Oh my gosh.
If it's dangerous, it's there. There are no safe animals in the jungle. Okay, well, will they find the treasure of the Trinity in their river village? That is the big question. We're going to find out now by reading through day 2 of the article.
Reading. Treasure Quest, Snake Island, Season 2. Unfortunately, the team's luck runs out. They find nothing more and must rethink their plan. After meeting a history expert, they decide to visit an old church. It's 300 kilometers away, though, meaning the team's idea about the treasure's location is way off. The team explores the area near the old church and discovers something special. They find molds used to turn Inca treasure into gold and silver bars. That's all they find, so they try a dangerous course of action. Jeremy, Cork, and safety expert Brett visit a black market dealer. Things nearly go wrong, but they pick up an important clue. The dealer had a silver bar that came from an old church in Argentina. The team heads upriver, but worries that criminals are following them. In Argentina, they begin searching once more. Will they find the treasure of the Trinity? Check out Treasure Quest, Snake Island Season 2, on Discovery this October to find out.
All right, so this has been a difficult quest. They've been traveling hundreds of miles. They've been running into all sorts of dangers. They have a few clues. They have a few things that let them know they might be on the right path. They might be getting close to their treasure. But as we begin today's article, it looks like it's not going to be easy. It says, unfortunately, the team's luck runs out. And this is where we hear, wah, 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 because it's bad news. We often use this adverb, unfortunately, when we're saying sadly or unluckily or here's some bad news or I got something bad to tell you, I'm really sorry. So you're saying unfortunately because you're kind of saying there's nothing I can do, but it's a bad situation. Things are going in a way that we don't really like or want. For example, it's really late, so unfortunately, we can't go to see a movie. The movie theater closes in 30 minutes, so we'll have to wait until tomorrow.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Well, we see the team's luck has run out. If something runs out, you don't have any more of it. You've used it all up. So maybe they were lucky to find the nose jewelry and the rest, but now they have no more luck. All their good luck is gone.
They find nothing more and must rethink their plan. So they found those three things, but then they looked and looked, thinking they might find more, but they don't. So that means they can either keep looking and hope to get some luck, or, and this is what they decide to do, they have to rethink their plan or come up with a new plan. Come up with plan B.
Yeah, they go and it says, after meeting a history expert, they decide to visit an old church. So they go to this history expert, they kind of show him the stuff they've found.
Tell the story.
And he kind of says, oh, you should check out this old church. That might be where you can look.
But this is a whole new plan, because they were hoping to find it in this river in the jungle, but now they're being told to go to a church, and this church isn't in the neighborhood. It says it's 300 kilometers away, though, meaning the team's idea about the treasure's location is way off. They really thought they were getting close to it looking in the jungle, but if we got to go to this church and it's 300 kilometers away, that's in another country or another city or another area, this is totally different from what they were expecting. So this church that they're going to go look at is a long way away, 300 kilometers, it said. And well, since a kilometer is 1,000 meters, this is many thousands of meters or hundreds of kilometers. Now, a kilometer isn't that far, 1,000 meters. You can probably walk a kilometer in a few minutes. But of course, 300, you'd probably need a car or something like that. So a kilometer is just 1,000 meters. It's a way we measure distances. For example, a marathon is around 42 kilometers long. So that race, the marathon, you have to run or walk about 42 kilometers. So it's 300 kilometers to get to this church, which is the new location that they want to search.
Yeah, location is just the place where something is. They thought it was at the river village. That location was way off, meaning, no, that was very wrong. They didn't get that right. So they've got to go off to this new location. It's still in Paraguay, but it's in a completely different part of it.
That's right. So whenever you ask someone, where is it? Their answer is a location. That's the place where it is. So they continue the search. They travel there. It says the team explores the area near the old church and discovers something special. Wow, okay.
So interesting here. We've got an indefinite pronoun like something, anything, everybody, plus an adjective.
There's a couple
of example sentences. It's just a way to describe this indefinite pronoun. Okay, so if we say they found something special, it means they found a thing that was special. Another example, I didn't meet anyone interesting at the party. That means I didn't meet any people who were interesting. Here's another, I learned something useful in class. I learned a thing in class. That thing was very useful. I learned something useful.
All right. We also had the verb explore. To explore is to look around a new or unknown area. Now, you could be someone making history, the way Neil Armstrong did when he explored the moon for the first time. But if you've never been to that place, maybe other people have, but for you it's new, you could also say that. If you go to a new city, you might leave your hotel, walk out onto the streets, and start exploring the neighborhood. For you, it's all new. You're seeing unknown or unseen things.
Okay, and they found this something special, and here's what it is. They find molds used to turn Inca treasure into gold and silver bars.
No gold and silver bars?
No, but the molds, which meant that someone there must have used them.
That's right.
Okay, a mold is a hollow container, and it's used to give shape to something. You get something that's very hot or a hot liquid or something that's melted, like a melted metal or plastic. You pour it into this mold, and when it cools and gets hard, it's in this shape. So they would have taken, the Spanish would have taken all these bits of gold and silver that the Inca had, melted them until they were a liquid, poured the liquid into a mold, and when it's cool, pop, you've got a gold or silver bar, which is much easier to transport, much easier to use to buy and sell things. You can make it of a standard size. So someone somewhere near this church was making gold and silver bars.
Interesting. You even have a mold maybe at home if you're making ice cubes in fridge. You pour the water into that tray and then freeze it. And then in a few hours, that's the shape of the ice cube. It's made in that tray or that mold. And here we also have this phrasal verb to turn into. If you turn something into or if something turns into, it changes, it transforms in some way. The ice cube tray and the cold in your freezer will turn water into ice. It will change from water into ice once the temperature goes down enough.
So as you can imagine, they're all really excited that they found this mole. It's evidence that there was maybe some treasure there before.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, there's that word again, the article says that's all they find. So no other gold, no silver. So they try a dangerous course of action.
Ooh, so this is their next idea, their next plan, but it's dangerous. It involves some risk. It says Jeremy, Cork, and safety expert Brett visit a black market dealer. Ooh. All right, so safety, this noun is about keeping yourself safe. They see that word there, keeping yourself safe from danger or harm or injury or something like that. When we're doing something that is dangerous, we're doing something where we could get hurt or we could be the victim of a crime or an accident or something, we would be thinking, we would be worried about safety, all right? So when we're worried about safety, we do things that will keep us safe. You put on your seatbelt when you're in a car for safety. You wear a helmet while you're riding a motorcycle. For safety. If you fall off, you don't want to get hurt or hit your head. So we're doing these things. Safety is all about doing things to keep yourself from danger or injury or even death. For example, for your own safety, you should look both ways before crossing the street. You don't want to get hit by a car.
Okay, so these three people, they're going to a black market, which is a kind of market for selling illegal things.
That's right.
Guns, drugs, information and secrets, even, unfortunately, in some parts of the world, people. It's a pretty criminal place.
Yeah.
And they go there to see a dealer. Now, the word dealer just means a person who buys and sells things, which could be like real market products. But if he's in a black market, he sells illegal things. He sells secrets, he sells drugs, he sells guns, other kind of information. So they want to talk to him because maybe he's got some of this Inca silver or something like that. That's what they've heard. So they're going to see this dealer. We often think of drug dealers. That's a common use of this word for this kind of thing. So we could say the drug dealer was caught by the police and sent to jail. So they go off to see this drug dealer or this information dealer, this black market guy.
That's right.
It's a dangerous move.
It is. And of course, if people are doing something on the black market, it's illegal and they could worry about you talking to the police. So, you know, there is always danger.
And they certainly wouldn't want a Discovery film crew going in there either.
They don't want you putting them on TV because that's bad for criminals.
In fact, the only reason that this is found is because the team uses very tiny secret cameras. They don't bring the big Discovery camera in there. All you see about this is the secret camera stuff.
But if the black market dealer knows they're filming, they could be in big trouble really quickly. And it says things nearly go wrong. They nearly go wrong. They almost have a big problem, but they pick up an important clue, so they avoided some kind of danger, and in the end, they were successful. But things nearly go wrong or nearly went wrong, because we're using this verb go in the phrasal verb go wrong. If something goes wrong, it just means there's an accident, there's a problem, something happens and it's not good, you didn't plan for it. You know, if you're driving your car somewhere or on a bus somewhere and it gets a flat tire, well, something's gone wrong with the bus or with the car. There's been a problem, a breakdown, an accident. Something didn't go exactly as planned.
So things nearly went wrong. There was nearly some problem with the dealer and his group of big, nasty men. But as they did manage to get out, and they got a clue. Now, a clue is a fact or an idea that serves to reveal something or solve or help you solve a problem. We often talk about clues in crimes, some mm-hmm. evidence that shows what happened, who the killer was, and so on.
A hair, a fingerprint, yeah, something
like that. Gunshot, gun shell, a bullet case, that kind of thing. But in this case, the clue is to answer a mystery. It's a piece of information that helps you figure out, like, the what's true, what's the secret, what's the answer. So if you think of the Indiana Jones movies, mm-hmm. they're always trying to figure out where is the treasure, where's mm-hmm. the hidden temple. They'll need clues. So here we see in an example sentence, an explorer's old diary provided Indiana Jones with a clue he needed to find the hidden temple.
Well, that sounds very exciting. Thank you, Dad. Anyways, back to the article. It says, the dealer had a silver bar that came from an old church in Argentina.
Yeah, this isn't the same old church they were at. This is a different church in a different country, but it's the same kind of silver bar.
That's the important thing. It kind of links to that mold that they found, and that links to the Incan treasure that they're looking for. So that's what clues do. They don't usually give you the whole story, but they lead you in the right direction. They take you that next step towards what you're looking for.
Yeah, they're off to Argentina, which is another South American country. Mm-hmm. It's the one right at the bottom. Yep. But it does have a border with Paraguay. Now, this border is a river. Part of the border is a river between the two countries. So we see the team heads upriver, but worries that criminals are following them.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe people who know this black market dealer guy. Mm-hmm. So they head upriver. When we say upriver, we mean in the direction toward where the river begins, rather than in the direction that opens out into the sea. Mm. You're going towards its source. So the river should be getting smaller and smaller as you go up it. And that means you're going against the current. You're going in the opposite direction to the way the water is moving.
That's right. Rivers will start in a mountain or in a higher area and then flow down to the ocean. So upriver is towards the river started. And you can say downriver. If you're going downriver, the water will probably be pushing you, so it's going to be a little bit easier at least. And yes, because criminals are following them, or they think, there could be some danger here because a criminal is someone who commits a crime. If you're breaking the law, especially if you're doing it knowing what you're doing, then you're a criminal. If you're robbing banks or stealing from people, that kind of thing, you would be a criminal. Now, if you, you know, walk across the street when you shouldn't, well, I wouldn't call you a criminal there, but it's someone who does it probably to make money or just to do something evil. That person would be a criminal. And of course, it's the police's job to go out and find and catch criminals. It says the police chased the criminal into a forest. The criminal, being a good criminal, did not want to get caught.
There we go. So they go upriver. They're worried about these criminals, but they carry on. We next see that in Argentina, they begin searching once more.
Okay.
They'll be looking for more clues, more evidence, and they're really into some crazy jungle at this point.
Wow. So they're not giving up. And that means there's going to be a lot more to this story. So we finish with a question. Will they find the treasure of the Trinity? We don't know, or if we do, we can't tell you. You'll just have to watch the show, and I bet many more adventures will be coming our way.
Yep, that's why we say check out Treasure Quest Snake Island Season 2 on Discovery this October to find out.
I can't sleep until I know.
Yeah, well, that is the end of day 2 of the article, so let's go to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So on this show, there were a bunch of different people in the team. We talked about a diver, a safety expert, a couple of treasure hunters. There's also a local guide who knows his way around the jungle and knows where to go, can speak Spanish. So they have a whole group of people with skills that are good for treasure hunts. So what special skills would you bring to a treasure hunt?
Me?
Yeah. Me? Explain your answer.
Me, who never leaves the city?
Yeah. What would you bring?
My smartphone.
Okay.
I could Google things.
Now, I think you're not really giving yourself full credit there, Mike. I know that you've read a lot of history stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a good knowledge
of
the world.
So thank you.
You would bring knowledge, facts, things that you've read that might be useful.
I could bring a bag of books.
Yes.
Yeah.
You would be the nerdy professor
there
guy
you go.
On the trip.
The guy who dies right at the beginning.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Or gets all the way to the end and has some weird adventures.
Okay.
There were some professors in the Indiana Jones
That's
stories.
True. That's true.
They get to the end.
Yeah. I guess if we're traveling on a river, I'm pretty good in a canoe.
Oh, all right.
I've gone down rapids a couple of times in my life on a wild river. So
yeah.
That would be kind of fun.
And, okay.
Maybe I can fish.
Nice. You see, and all of these things are things that I can't do.
Oh, well, that's great.
I'm even more of the nerdy professor guy for this than Mike is. So I have, again, historical knowledge. I'm good at figuring out puzzles. If you check out our escape room article next month, you'll maybe see some puzzles, and I'm pretty good at those. So I've got a good brain for that kind of thing, and I've got some historical knowledge, but I'm terrible outside in the wilderness.
Uh-huh.
I'm terrified of spiders.
Oh, that's not good.
That's not good in a big South American jungle. So maybe I would be the guy who just kind of stays at home and they call me and I tell them the information.
Or maybe we could go on a treasure hunt in, you know, the city.
Yeah,
or Hawaii on a holiday resort.
If you saw the last Spider-Man movie, the guy, his friend talked about being the guy in the chair.
Okay.
Who helps out the hero.
Oh, okay.
Sees all the stuff, hacks, you know, computer stuff. I would be the guy in the chair. That would suit me.
The expert back safely at home base.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'd be good in that role.
That's a good
What about you guys? Maybe you're better outside. Maybe you're good at climbing or swimming or diving or something like that. What could you do on a treasure hunt? Have a chat about it and watch the show to find out what happens. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for watching. We'll see you again soon. I'm Pat for English for You.
I'm Mike.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Treasure Quest. Snake Island Season 2. Unfortunately, the team's luck runs out. They find nothing more and must rethink their plan. After meeting a history expert, they decide to visit an old church. It's 300 kilometers away, though, meaning the team's idea about the treasure's location is way off. The team explores the area near the old church and discovers something special. They find molds used to turn Inca treasure into gold and silver bars. That's all they find, so they try a dangerous course of action. Jeremy, Cork, and safety expert Brett visit a black market dealer. Things nearly go wrong. But they pick up an important clue. The dealer had a silver bar that came from an old church in Argentina. The team heads upriver, but worries that criminals are following them. In Argentina, they begin searching once more. Will they find the treasure of the Trinity? Check out Treasure Quest, Snake Island Season 2. On Discovery this October to find out.
Vocabulary Review.
Unfortunately. Unfortunately, John has broken his leg and can't play in the baseball game. Kilometer. Taiwan is about 400 kilometers long from north to south. Safety. Safety is important, so wear a helmet when you ride a scooter. Dealer. This art dealer buys paintings from artists and sells them to other people. Clue. The police looking for the missing children found a clue. A bag one of them had owned. Criminal. This man is a dangerous criminal. If you see him, tell the police at once.